Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Baba Basra, Perik Hey, Mishnah Gimel. Hamaychar is a chamar, if someone sells a donkey, and he says that this donkey is a manika. In other words, it has a baby, it's a mother donkey, and it's nursing its baby. What that means is, machar es hasiyach. We understand he meant to sell the donkey and the baby donkey. Now he's going to say, I never said I'm selling the baby. And the buyer is going to say, but you told me it was a nursing donkey that meant to say it had a baby. So what's he going to say? No, I just meant to say that you could have the milk. What use is the milk? The milk isn't kosher. So if you mentioned that it was a nursing donkey, you were suggesting that you're not only selling the donkey, but you're selling the baby as well. Machar es hapara, but if someone sells a cow and says, taka, that it's a nursing cow, here, loy machar es bina, it doesn't mean that he sold the baby cow along with the mother. Because the milk of the cow we can use, that's kosher. So it could be he meant to say, oh, this is a cow, you can get milk out of it. He never meant to say that the baby is included in the sale. Vaitra zakta mishnah, machar ashpa. Someone sold an ashpa, like a garbage dump. Here, the Batanura explains, it refers to a place that's high 3 tvachim or more, or deep 3 tvachim or more. And it's where they would put the zevel of the behemoth, the manure of the behemoth. Shaila is, okay, so he sold the ashba, but did he sell the manure that's in there also? So like the Mishnah, yes, machar ashba, if you sell the ashba, machar zivla. Then he sold the zevel, the fertilizer, as well. Machar barb, someone sold a pit, machar meimav, then the water inside is included. Machar kaveris, if someone sold a beehive, machar devirim, then he sold the bees as well. Machar shoivach, that's the place where the doves live. Then machar yoinim, he sold the little birds that are inside. Zok, the Mishnah Vayta, lo keyach, if someone buys. Peiros shoivach mechaveroi. Let's teach these words carefully. What does it mean? He buys peiros shoivach. He says, I'm not buying the dove house. What I'm buying is the pigeons that are going to be born during the next year. Okay, so the first set of birds that are born, meaning hatched, he wants. Zok, the Mishnah, mafriach. The buyer chases away. Berechad Hashanah, the first pair of little birds. Why? He bought the new birds that are going to hatch, or let's say born, let's call it born. Why does he have to chase away the first pair? And the answer is, look, he's just buying the baby birds, not the original parent birds. If all the babies are going to go, the parent birds aren't going to stay, they're going to fly away. So we need the first berechad, that means the first pair of birds to stay in order to keep the parents there. So again, halakeach peiros shayvach mechaveri. If someone buys all the future birds that are going to be born, mafriach berechad hashayin. You have to chase away the first group that are born. It's needed by the owner to keep the parents there. For that matter, peiros kaveris. If someone buys what's going to come out of a beehive, in other words, the bees that are going to be born in the next year, zok the Mishnah, noitel shloisha nechilin. He takes the first three, like, swarms of newly born bees. The first three groups of bees that come out of the hive, the buyer takes. Obviously, he knows how to take them. You only have to dress yourself up in a kind of a net, and you hold some type of a net. Now, bees are born throughout the summer season, and they leave the hive in groups and swarms every 10 days. The first three swarms that come out, the first three groups are the largest. But there are still many more to come out. So he gets the first three. Umisaris. After that, he takes every other swarm. And you have to leave the rest for the seller. Because if not, the hive won't survive. Right? The seller didn't sell the hive. So he wants to keep enough bees so that he's in business. So this beehive will continue to have more bees. So just like we said in the case of the doves, being that you only bought the doves that are going to be born, you have to leave him the doves that are necessary to keep the parents there. Here too, you have to leave enough bees so that the hive stays. Vaitra zok the Mishnah. Chalois devash. If the person bought the honey comes of the hive. Not the bees, but the honey. Meniach shtei chalois. You have to leave two of the Mishnah calls it chalois because it comes like in a chala looking thing. Two of these cakes of honey, you have to leave them. Why? I bought the chalois devash. Why can't I take all of it? And the answer is because the bees eat their own honey during the winter season. If you're going to take everything, there won't be any bees anymore. And he didn't sell you the whole hive. Zaysim, if someone buys branches of olive trees to cut down, for firewood, lockites to cut it. Meniach shtei greifiyos. You have to leave two branches behind for the seller. I only bought the branches, not the tree itself. So you have to leave enough on the tree so that the tree stays, so that it grows back. So, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned if you sell a chamar, and the seller said it's a nursing chamar, that means he meant to sell the baby chamar as well. Machres ha-siyach. Because why did you mention it was nursing? For the milk? You can't use the milk of a chamar. It's not kosher. By the way, why is a baby donkey called a siyach? Chazal say, sichana. The baby donkey, you speak to it softly, it already moves. The older donkey, you have to speak in a much more rough fashion. Now, if someone says that he's selling a nursing cow, that doesn't mean that the person gets the baby cow. The reason you mentioned it was nursing was because, you'll have milk, and the milk of a cow is kosher. Someone sells an ashba, that's the place you put in the manure is included. If you sell a pit of water, the water is included. If you sell a beehive, the bees are included. If you sell the place where the doves live, the doves are included. Now, if a person buys just the new doves that are going to be born, you have to leave over the first group, because if not, the parent birds are going to fly away, and the man's not going to have a dove house. He never sold a dove house. He just sold what's going to be born. So it's understood that mafriach b'recha reshain. The first group that's born has to stay. For that matter, if you purchase the bees that are going to be born, you take the first three swarms of bees. Afterwards, every second group of bees that comes out, you have to leave some bees there because you didn't buy the actual beehive. You just bought the bees that are going to be born. And Chazal say this is what you have to leave to keep the beehive in existence. And we know the owner wants it to be in existence. So that was understood. If you buy the honeycombs, you have to leave two for the bees to eat from. If you buy the branches of an olive tree to cut them off, you have to leave at least two branches behind. Seeing that the seller never sold the tree itself, we have to leave enough of the tree so that it's going to grow back.